Hello, Tigers and Scuds, and welcome back to So Odd with Scuds. And I believe everyone has an odd experience, especially me time session means when you're alone, be compassionate to yourself, because you made yourself important. Before we start the show, we have some lovely reviews on Apple Podcasts. This is from Rajiv Doraswamy, giving the show 5 stars. He said, the show is simple and creative. This is the best place for amazing content. I highly recommend it to those who are new to podcasting. Thank you so much, Rajiv, for that lovely comment. Lastly, by Christian Foremost, he says, if you guys want a feel-good podcast, definitely give So Odd with Scuds a listen. He gave a 5-star review and continues to share, be a fellow tiger and learn to embrace yourself and what's odd about you. It's super comforting to binge Scuds episodes, especially when you're having a bad day. Be kind to yourself and others. Umping! Thank you, Christian. It was so lovely to hear from Rajiv and Christian. These two amazing people always message me about the show and ask updates of my life. So I can reassure you that they are not only doing this to be nice, but they actually listen to the show. Again, thank you, Rajiv and Christian, for that review. If you want to share your roar tiger about the show, give us a review on Apple Podcasts. The link to follow, share, and review are in the show notes below. Let's begin the show! To the previous listeners, I'm pretty sure that many have noticed I deactivated Instagram and have been offline for a while. I'm taking this into personal account that when people hear this, it's unexpected and sad news. My dad died on January 9, 2023. He died from cardiac arrest when he was only 67 years old. We thank you for your patience and love for supporting the show, even if it is a difficult healing time for me and everyone of my family. Now, it's still a new year, and I'm sure when we do have new year goals, we also didn't expect something bad to happen, or how come we can become demotivated? Sometimes we work slower, and even if we have goals, we don't accomplish things right away. And I notice I get hazy at times. Things start to blur, and like you, I also lose sight of what's important. Personally to me, and I'm sure to tigers that have lost someone dear, it's always a readjustment phase. And I can't help but also mention my dad in this episode because I want to honor his life, sharing with people what a kind, funny, and generous person he was. To many of his clients, he was a famous lawyer for pro bono cases. Pro bono means his clients didn't have to pay him. His services were free, but he accepts donations. So my family had a hard time paying bills, even my school's tuition, because the money he only received most of the time was fish and fruits. We thought it was unfair that we couldn't travel or do shopping like other kids because we always had to be frugal with our expenses. But during his wake, it brought meaning as we see the most meaningful clients my dad ever had were the ones he did for free. People mentioned in tears that without him, they would be in jail or couldn't have graduated or get a job. And some would have lost their homes and businesses. We thank his clients who showed up to support my family, also to my dad's friends and lawyers who shares his virtue of giving justice to people less fortunate and who are in need. I hope there will be more lawyers and professionals like my dad who are honest and kind and will do the right thing, even if that means not every day they will live in luxury. And that may sound noble and very difficult. My dad says to be kind, even if others won't do the same. The best that you can do is to be educated by experience, and that's life. You die anyways. But did you make people laugh? My dad always made comedy that if he dies, he'll finally get to travel the world without visa for free. In the Philippines, many families follow the grieving process as a 40 days tradition. The population is 86% Roman Catholic, and the main core value of Filipinos is to honor their elders and never be lazy to help their family in need. Filipinos lighten their soul by being in nature and talking to God, and also they are die-hard food lovers. So it's rare you become thinner when you visit the country. It's also common that they will get mad just for being hungry. So in his wake, if you are hearing this now, the day I uploaded this, I still can't visit his gravesite until the 40th day. Everyone who knows him is advised to pray. Only humans can pray to the dead to go to heaven. We also have a belief called bulong, which means you are one of the first people who see him dead. You could also ask the dead for a wish. The soul tries its best to grant your wish, but in return, it may also haunt you because it wants something in return. In my culture, the soul asks that you pray they go to heaven. I did wish. I did the bulong practice, and I pray my dad to go to heaven and for those in purgatory to find peace and rest. So in connection to New Year's goals, I know it's February already, and many could agree that a factor to how come they don't believe in yearly goals is relationships. Life isn't career only. We get motivated and we also fail, and people around us gets affected. But rather than seeing this as chaos, I handle the bitter truth. Nobody wants their dad to die, lose a friend, or bad things to happen. But I'm more motivated now, especially as a creative person, that this isn't the end of my life. And also for you, Tiger. My dad lived his life, so I'm sure before God, before other people, I need to reassure myself of my own worth. So to some, this may sound like a private thing that I'm trying to get views on. But let's be real. What else can I do but acknowledge that I'm sad? I can mope while working and sharing a little piece of what makes me sad. Of course, at times we're not okay, but we live and have to live on. Deep down, we want to achieve our goals. But here's the catch. A lot of people also never really quit their old habits. They're self-destructive behaviors that we may think is not dramatic or cause immediate destruction right now, but it impacts our well-being because we do nothing to stop it. Personally for me, my dad's death was so life-changing that I realized how arrogant I am in my ways. I never really went out before wondering what people will think of me. In fact, it takes me 1 hour to dress up. And I still do. But now, I have to wake up earlier because my dad won't drive me to places. My allowance and budget are tight right now. I can't keep asking for more money, but be the one to find how to make my goals meet. But so is learning. I complained a lot. I still earn money, but before, it was a little money. And I used to put the blame on my dad, even if it was me who didn't do the work. And now, who cares? If I walk and spend more time cooking earlier, that still doesn't change my self-worth. And I learned how much of a bitch, unnecessary talker I was. And that shouldn't lead to my future of what else should I complain about. Since my time off the show, I started evaluating to listen more and observe my personal outcomes outside of social media. And I got to properly grieve with the support of my loved ones. And here's my take on the new year for you, new tigers. Becoming a new tiger, someone who wants to be better, you know, each year means you get older. It doesn't mean you'll be young again. You're not a baby. No. You'll have less excuses over the years. Maybe get broken time and time again. But you will see clearer your mistakes. It doesn't mean you learn. but now you have less excuses and less people to blame your mistakes for. So if you fail, you say it. If you cry, you do it. You don't care about what you should have done. You know that goal, even for the 100th time you did it, you failed it. It's just getting clearer. It's not for you. For some, it's real estate that they're bad at, or casino gambling, or they just can't stop smoking. Now, this is where it oddly sounds, but not everyone you hear advice is sound and great for you. You have to be discreet about where this applies. And remember, you could question everything. It's apparent that for some reason, tigers, we like control. So when things go on chaos, they spend a lot of money and effort to get back control. But could also use another route. You could also quit. You don't have to do anything for now. Just take time off. Or you could focus heavily on work than that person you want to punch. So regardless of how this year or last year was for you, contemplate in silence what isn't working out for you. And the more you acknowledge what you're bad at, people can't use that anymore. Because you know, you can't even hate yourself anymore since you admit your flaws. You may acknowledge that, you know, you're lazy, you're forgetful or late to events, or you're basically human, you know, you forget things. But you're specific now about your own self-destructive habits, and that's good. The challenge is, are you going to quit it? Are you going to quit your bad habits? Now, before we end, I know to some what they're bad at is living. Like, they believe life is at this age where tigers were supposed to achieve this and that. But they end up fighting. It was so bad that they broke up. Now their world is dead. And I should get this much money. Like, I want to be a billionaire before I turn 50. So freaking bad. To prove to people, I'm a billionaire that can afford my own diapers. But are you willing to get your laundry? If you look like a mess, can you take a shower? Do you complain about the world, but can't survive a day without a phone? Are you willing to give up a shopping cart of alcohol or sudden sales to admit that today I give up partying and sober up a little until my plant turns into a grapevine, then that small grape, I'll turn it into wine? That sounds radical, but it doesn't have to be a big thing that you give up on. A challenge is not a workout. A challenge is your dirty laundry and dishes. You may not like to do them, or you may have money to spend on people to do them for you, but life is challenging enough. But the battle is to stop writing down previous goals and contemplate, if you could quit now, what goals have you, tiger, failed? And what habit stopped you from achieving it? If it's overnapping, watching too much online videos, and blaming things on people, you can't really answer that if you haven't grown up and said sorry. And you probably are like, Scuds, I know, and I still do it again. Well, at least you've grown up that you're just bad at it. So forgive yourself for the New Year goals that didn't happen, but start realizing your own self-destructive behavior. Now, if you, tiger, believe Scuds, I ain't quitting at all. I am the exception to this rule. Then see to it that this year, share with me again if you didn't fail. It doesn't matter. You're not a loser. You just didn't have the talent. So now, what are ideas to improve on? Before we continue, we like to shout out to the Wisdom app. You could ask me anything now in the Wisdom app and get a voice reply from me, Scuds, in anything you want more wisdom on. The Wisdom app is available on the Google Play Store and App Store. It's free and one of the best app of the day recommended. Thank you already to the Tigers following me there or asking anonymous questions. If you haven't yet, we'd like to invite you to click the subscribe button on So Odd with Scuds in your favorite music app. Every week, we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice. Let's get back to the episode. So going now on your long-term goals, I will let Robert Greene's ideas into this room. In his book, The Law of Human Nature, he shares the four processes when it comes to our long-term goals. This could take months, years, or even decades to finish. But allowing ourselves to, number one, distance from the present. It means to say, if we can't work it, then distance yourself. Number two, getting deeper of the source of the problems. So if ever you start to realize, oh, I'm the problem here. I have self-destructives here. Well, thirdly, you get a wider perspective on the overall concern. Learn to listen to other people, get wisdom from history, and also learn now to be discreet and be time specific with your goals. Lastly, number four, looking forward to the future with its consequences and long-term practices, meaning to say you evaluate later on if it's even worth it or not. In short, we can't make rash decisions if we're frustrated, anxious, or thinking of things that we don't have. It's usual that in New Year, we always think of things that we don't have. But these ideas may turn negative. But again, ideas including what we believe next year and for this year to happen is a playful idea. Ideas and finding solutions like making plans and including the canceled plans teases us to be explorers. By being an explorer, there will come a point where we will even be frustrated with our own decisions we decided to embark on. But we can control is our attitude and gratefulness so that now we can have empathy for others. We understand what suffering or getting sick feels like. Second, once we do distance ourselves from the present and just contemplate on things, contemplate on relationships and goals that overwhelms us, we realize we also have something to blame ourselves for. But before we go, the dark, obsolete root is that maybe we're the bad guy here because we decided it ourselves and we regret our choices and how to actually solve those issues. We're so used to it, like seeking entertainment online, that it doesn't seem to affect us as a bad thing. Now, this is just an example. So we just think it's taking 30 minutes of our spare time when we're spending actually 3 to 5 hours scrolling social media. The latest 2022 statistics show the average screen time for teens is almost 7.5 hours. That's almost the same hours for work and average sleep recommended for you. That may not be something for you, Tigers. Like, why should I care? That's not my problem. Being an explorer, you also question everything online. Suicide rates have increased and obesity has increased. These big companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram have less laws and are marketing on artificial intelligence and ads that doesn't even question if that's good for you. So they could earn money. And no, have you seen employment rates just for Facebook alone? They are benefiting from firing people to recruiting more computers. It makes you liable to cyberbullying and fake news that can affect human lives. And the only way for you to stop this phenomenon is by deactivating social media on your phones. Now, Only few may do that, right? But having few, using less of their screen times, they will start hiring back human employees and hire people that will understand what online users are worried about. What Robert Greene is asking us is to have a far-sighted perspective. These news may sound bad, but there is wisdom from having frustrations, obstacles, and separations. You may go through the hurdle of not enjoying your life, but take that wisdom to become stronger. If you're embracing obstacles too, you are embracing life. Lastly, as we age and become new tigers each year, we start to notice there are also things we limit and are afraid to try again because we internalize the haters, criticisms, and being told by others, you should talk less now. Robert Greene mentions you don't need to humble yourself and stop progress for others. Humility is not a virtue if you are capable for more. It's not the grandest godlike idea, though, but it's the fact that if others don't like you, you don't have to take it personally and internalize it as a risk. Your health and well-being are capable enough to embrace challenges, including different people than you. Be open-minded to those. So, lastly, I know I said a lot of things, okay? So here's a summary. Number one, as you get older, it doesn't mean you learn from your mistakes, but you learn to make less excuses and blame less people for the mistakes you've done 100 times again. You just realize it's just not for you. Number two, before you write your new goals, realize what old habits you also are not giving up on, like overnapping or forgetting things, and are you placing them on the back burner? Number three, growing up means saying sorry. When you feel frustrated, there are obstacles or separations that happen to you, forgive yourself. Number four, the challenge is, are you seeing those obstacles as a reason to blame the world about your problems? Or are you embracing those problems as part of life and building strength from it? Number five, we can't control what happens next, but we can get ahead and start to go back to being curious and thinking deeply about how to reach our goals. Number six, we may not like to work on our self-destructive habits now because it feels good, but there is an even greater pleasure in reaching your long-term goals and overcoming adversity. Lastly, your goals are always playful. It can change, but it can also go to a positive route, especially if you write down your New Year goals and get back to it every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, and next year again. Make it time specific, and it will make you a better strategist. Lastly, tigers, remember to choose life and have fun. I'm sure my dad would say the same thing because he made people laugh. So remember to choose life and have fun. Thank you for spending oddly your time with me, Tiger. I'm Scuzz, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuzz, the podcast. You can follow So Odd with Scuzz on Facebook. You could ask me anything in the Wisdom app and get a voice reply from me. Join me next week for another So Odd session. So Tiger, wherever you are, thank you to the global tigers listening. Salamat, merci, spasibo, dakuyo, terima kasih, tijikor idirim, and remember, amping in my language Bisaya means take care. So tigers, amping!